Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Don't Know Ball podcast. My name is Isaac Isringhausen, and today I am joined by Lucas Dalton and Josh Coloni.
Hello.
Fellas, how are we doing today?
We are...
It's a great day to be alive.
Yeah, it is. We're going to baseball. Cardinal game tonight, you know, it's going to be fun, I hope. I don't know. Hopefully better than yesterday.
We're facing... I'm going to bet on it.
Me too.
Because I have started sports games.
Degenerately sports
betting. Let's go. We got it. I've added two new degenerate sports gamblers to my friend group.
Yeah.
Because I have like 30 of them already.
I put $5 down three times this weekend and nothing went well.
Nope.
Nothing.
Lucas, if they lose tonight, I think I'm going to have to like take away your privileges to go to another game.
Well, if they lose tonight, I'll be 2-10 in my last 12 games.
Nice.
Jesus Christ. And the only games we won was one against the Rockies and one against the Athletics.
I was at that same game with the Rockies.
Yeah.
Crazy that you went to an A's series and they only won one.
Yep.
That is fun. That explains how sad our franchise was last year that we couldn't even lose or we couldn't even win a series against the freaking A's.
I have hope this year, though. I'm.
I do have hope, but... I mean,
not much.
I'm hoping Sonny Gray comes back tomorrow and looks decent, but you know, that's what it takes me
to. Yeah, this I'm not gonna lie. I am pleasantly surprised with how this Cardinal season has gone, especially when you look at the injuries to guys like Edmund, Sonny Gray, Dylan Carlson. Even though the jury is still kind of out, he's still up in the air in terms of his future. But outside of two pitches, really, from Kyle Gibson yesterday, this pitching staff has looked kind of good.
Honestly, yeah. I know it's going to sound crazy because he just gave up seven. But, I mean, he still went six.
He gave up seven in the first inning. After two innings, he locked in.
Like, yeah. I mean, that it's not ideal to give up six, but we've had pitchers before that suck in the first and settle in. If he can give up two instead of six and settle in, then he's fine. He could stick.
Yeah.
Because I think Michaelis has looked good.
Mm-hmm.
And then Matt's looks fantastic.
Matt's looks really good.
I think that's been the biggest surprise.
100%.
It's up there with Lance Lynn as like the two biggest Lynn's surprises looks good, on our and then pitching staff.
Gray will come back. So really at that point, if you keep that, whatever you get out of Gibson that's decent is just bonus.
Zach Thompson's going to get thrown out of the rotation, which is fine.
Good. He's a better reliever.
Yeah.
Always has been. I'm happy. I think the offense could get going, but they will.
Gorman hit two home runs yesterday.
Lee Walker to get going big time.
Well, yeah.
Hasn't he been picking it up a little bit recently?
Yeah,
like, I couldn't watch the game on Saturday, but judging off what I saw Thursday and a little bit on Sunday, he's putting together some pretty good bats.
And then Victor Scott's just...
Victor Scott can't hit, but he
makes good contact. He can right at people.
As
very good outfielder.
To quote one of our favorite movies, y'all are big fans of Major League, right?
Oh, it's my favorite baseball movie. Okay, it's by far the best.
As it should be. It's
fantastic.
He just needs to do a Willie Mays Hayes. Put the ball in play somewhere on the ground and try to force that defense.
If it's not hit hard in the infield.
I mean, come on, like for the Marlins too, their defense is terrible. Jake Berger, Tim Anderson, Luisa Rice. Their defense, like Josh Bell.
Yeah.
And then their outfield's De La Cruz and Jazz Chisholm in center's okay. And then
who was in right?
Jesus Sanchez. Yeah.
They're very unique in their offense. We and Lucas were talking about that earlier. They have never mind.
Oh, yeah, we can't.
It's funny you say that.
Yeah, but...
So Victor Scott, he's a 0.83 average.
But he leads the team in runs scored.
He does lead the team in runs scored.
I was talking to my buddy. I think I texted you about this too, Lucas. Like his... I remember, I think it was against the Padres. Maybe it was Musgrove pitching. Like he gets on base and like they are worried about him enough that they're worried about ducking after the pitch because of the throw.
Yeah, Glasnow did that on opening day.
Was it Glasnow?
Yeah.
Like his speed, like the things that it does is immeasurable. Like, and his defense is good. I mean, whatever. I mean, he has, what, 220 maybe is one day? He's going to be really good. I think he'll come in.
He has one stolen base, which he got on opening day. He, 0.83. He doesn't strike out a lot. He's only struck out 11 times.
I think the idea so that far. He's not striking out that much.
Well, I guess probably, that is kind of a
well,
lot.
Well, I guess, yeah.
11 out of 36.
I feel like that's really promising because
he's making contact.
Yeah. If you're making contact with his speed, you at least give yourself a chance to
beat it out.
They need to adjust his helmet. It falls off every time.
Yeah.
Well, he, I love that he runs everything out. I've noticed that too.
He runs everything out.
He does.
Like, ground balls. I love that.
The yesterday he made a ground ball close by like half a step.
And Arias had to hurry. I saw that. Yeah. And he's not a good defender. Arias is awful. Terrible.
Yeah.
No, but like, it's like four strides for him down the line. It's crazy.
Well, he went, it was home to second in 7.74 seconds, which is insane. The only one that's faster, Bobby Witt's still faster, second to home. But
I think Scott has the best sprint speed, which is for home to first by like 0.1.
Yeah.
I think it's 30 even.
It takes him less than it was 30.2 or something, I think.
Yeah.
That's less than 3 seconds to get
down
to first
the line,
base.
Which is stupid.
And he has, yes, my friend pointed it out. He has an advantage to Bobby Witt, considering he's Bobby left-handed. Witt's a righty and right. Victor Scott's a lefty, but still.
Also, you might have, I don't know if you noticed when you were there, he makes his own walk-up music.
Does he actually?
Oh.
He's a rapper.
Holy shit, that's sick.
Yeah, it's sick.
That was cool. Yeah, I noticed his song.
Yeah, it's his music.
Yeah, that's cool.
So he's marketable, and he's really good.
And then Mason Wynn's walk-up song.
What does he walk up to?
It's just win over and over again while he walks up to the plate.
Like by...
I don't even know who it's by, but it's a popular song.
Like that.
Is it the All I Do is
T-Pain one?
Let me
DJ Khaled.
Yeah, DJ Khaled, T-Pain. I think there's a shit ton of people on that. So you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Exactly. Yes, because Linda Wood has to play it
every time they win. I've only heard that twice.
Not that song. I don't think that's that anyway. One. Let me see.
Which that's disappointing. I mean, that's kind of cocky to walk up to that.
It might be that one. I don't know. Because they only play such a short.
I'll hear it tonight. I'll recognize it.
Yeah.
Let's see if I could find it.
Does Goldie still. That's a stupid question.
Goldie walks
Christian
up to.
Rock music.
In the House by Crowder.
That's probably the same thing he's walked up to.
Yeah, I know that song. I know that song.
Walker still walk up to Versace.
Walker's walk up song is. Yeah.
That's good. I liked that last year. Very fitting.
Oh, this is not the right list.
That's probably not dated.
Walk up song. Here we go. Arenado. I don't care.
Gorman, what does he walk up to? I'm kind of curious.
He changes a lot. His first year was Kanye, and then he went to like
Stephen Matz as Lynyrd Skynyrd.
That
he walk
that looking at Stephen Matz, he looks like a guy.
This list doesn't have a lot of them. They have Alfonso Rivas' walk up song, but they don't have anybody else.
What does he walk up to?
Let me go back down. Oh, it's cut off. I can't even see it. God damn it. Sonny Gray walks up to the Beatles, apparently. Well, no, it says last updated April 2019. Okay, well, that's...
So, yeah, so that's not accurate.
Never mind. Ignore everything we just said about
walk-up
songs.
We're like deep into four-year-old walk-up
songs. Like three or... Oh, we're 5 years deep.
I'll make a list tonight.
Well,
we'll make my own list.
Add that to the useless baseball information that you know.
Right to the brain.
Yeah,
exactly.
But no, kind of going back to... Victor Scott, I know we kind of discussed this a little bit on Saturday after the game, but when guys get healthy, who do you send down?
Okay, so when Nupar comes back, which is going to be this series against the Phillies, probably it's not today, clearly, but it's probably tomorrow or Wednesday. You send Paez down because Contreras...
He's the catcher, right?
Yeah, he made his debut yesterday and struck out.
He
shout out.
First, which is weird.
Yeah.
But professional
Contreras will be back playing today, so Paez might even get sent down today.
I can imagine he would.
I don't know.
Well, is Carpenter still hurt?
Yeah.
I think he's only going to be gone 10 days.
Okay.
So you send him out on a rehab.
And it was retroactive
to the second. He'll be back by like...
But yeah, Saturday. You send Paez down.
Carpenter comes back, you send down Ciani.
Yeah.
If Nubar's back.
And then when Carlson comes back, my hot take is send down Carlson, but they're not going to do that.
I think Burleson would be the choice if he's not hitting. I like Burleson. I don't hate him as much as you do, but you still got it.
I don't hate him either. I just think he gets too much playing time for a guy who doesn't bring a whole lot to the team.
Well, to be fair,
Scott's passed him in the outfield depth chart at this point.
I think Scott's speed in general
puts him pretty
should
high up on
make
list.
Him stay on this team because if you think about it, say, let's throw out a hypothetical, Matt Carpenter's DHing, and we're down one run in the eighth, and Carpenter gets on base. It's like, I'd rather have Ciani on, or not Ciani, I mean, I'd rather have Victor Scott.
You can make the case for Ciani too, but it's not the same speed.
Yeah, like Victor Scott's speed in general, like...
It's different.
Yeah, you can... His speed will find a way on this team, whether if it's a defensive replacement in the eighth, a pinch running situation.
Even like, when he starts, if he's on base, he's on third.
Yeah.
Like he'll, if he gets walked, hit by a pitch, base hit, he's still second, bunted over to third. Like that's valuable.
And they hate that people do that. And now they have Wynn in front of Victor
like
Scott.
That Mason bunts every time because I think he's a good hitter. I mean, he's batting like 350.
Yeah, but, he's pleasantly impressed me with the bat this year so
it's far. It's good to have that free run every time. Like, they're manufacturing runs.
I don't know. I'm kind of scared about the whole infield depth right now because we don't have any.
By the time Edmund comes back, somebody else is going to get hurt.
I don't think
Edmund's going to be back for like 2 months. Like, there's no progress there.
Because Donovan, man, I love Donovan, but he really is not that good in the outfield.
No.
He was good the 1 year when he won the utility gold glove, but now, no. He's not good.
No, not at all.
Our outfield, like, you have Walker on one side, and he's gotten a lot better, but
he has pleasantly impressed me this year with the glove.
I understand why they take him out in, like, the sixth when we're running for Siani, but I don't love that.
So what they did yesterday, we were losing by a lot, so it's different, but they took Donovan and moved him to third and put Siani in the outfield and took Arenado out.
I mean, you give no one a day.
But I mean, we're down 9-1 at that time, so you might as well.
Yeah. I just feel like Walker's showing strides. He's still he's only 21, right?
Yeah. He just turned 21 last year.
He kind of let up. Even if you're winning,
he'll turn 22 in May.
May 10th or something. Like late May, early June, something like that.
No, I feel like you got to let him run with it. Like he's showing strides. Don't discourage that.
And if he's like, they're looking at the way I see it, they're looking at him and Wynn is the future
of
this franchise. Like you said, you got to let him ride it out. Yes, he's going to make mistakes, but that's part of the growing pains of being a young player. And I think if they take him out when they're winning in the seventh for defensive reasons, I think that just hurts his confidence.
I get it. Maybe like the ninth, but like I think they took him out in the sixth in San Diego. Like,
I think
that's like a bat or two against, and that's big for one of our best bats. Yeah, I don't agree. It ruins his confidence. He's not going to learn. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like he's made a mistake yet. If he's making mistakes, sure, but like I don't think he's really.
Really, I think the last big mistake he's made was
spring training,
which
I don't even know if that's just going too hard. I don't think it was a mistake.
I mean, nobody was going to get to that ball, so I don't see the point in diving in it.
It's
spring training, you know, most outfielders are taught if you and the center fielder are going after the same ball, unless you call it off, center fielder outranks you. So like.
I don't know, but I think he's looked good. Mason's arm is fun to watch.
Oh, my God.
Because literally anything he gets to, depending on who's running, like as long as it's not like a Bobby Witt kind of guy, they're out.
Yeah, there was guy yesterday. He hit it deep in the hole, but he just beat it out.
I think it was Tim Anderson. Yeah, I remember watching that.
He beat it out.
I remember watching that play. I'm like, holy crap, he's out. Arm on this guy. 9 times out of 10,
they're out.
That plays out.
I don't know. It's like, obviously he's not Ozzie Smith, but like he's easily the best defensive shortstop we've had since Ozzie, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously he's not Ozzie, but.
Ozzie had a better glove. I feel like Ozzie had a better glove than Mason.
Mason has the arm.
But Mason's arm is 10 times better than what Ozzie's ever was. If you see highlights of Ozzie Smith's defensive, like.
They're crazy.
His arm strength is just not it.
No, it wasn't there. Mason's is. You could put him anywhere on the diamond with that arm. You could put him at he should be on the mound sometimes, I think. He started as a two-way player, didn't he?
I think so.
Who, Wynn?
Yeah. Throw him out there. Shit.
He was a pitcher,
I wouldn't do it a lot, but.
Pitcher and shortstop.
I mean, if I'm knock on wood that this doesn't happen, but if we're getting shelled this like today, especially against the Phillies, when we already know that Sonny Gray is going to be on a 65-pitch limit, don't waste a bullpen arm. Just throw Wynn out there.
Even if it's for like an inning.
Yeah.
Like he's going to throw 100. Like tell him to back it down a little bit, don't get hurt, but like shit.
Right.
I don't know. That's what Charlie Culberson did, and he's a pitcher now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't agree with that, but two-way, I mean, it's there if you have it. There for the taking.
I think a lot of guys in the major leagues could legitimately be two-way players if they were allowed to, and
I think
the biggest thing that's, like, keeping people back is seeing the amount of times that Shohei has gotten injured doing it.
Which is a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Which, don't get me wrong, I think Shohei is a really great player, but I always thought he's been more valuable at the plate than he has been on the mound. But like I think because of the he's had two Tommy John surgeries. Yeah, I think that is going to limit teams on whether or not they want to continue with the two-way
Even when he's healthy, he doesn't go deep. I mean, he was like a 5-6 inning pitcher at Matt, which I guess that's not atypical nowadays.
Yeah. Like by the standards that we grew up with, yeah, going five or six innings, that's not good, but like in the way that the game's changing, I think, yeah that's kind of the norm is. Five or six innings.
I think that's a good segue into pitching injuries.
You know, the more I've thought about it, I kind of agree with you, Izzy, about you when you said Shohei might never pitch again. Because, I mean, if you genuinely look at the Dodgers' rotation, they're good for the next decade.
Yeah.
So
I don't think that Kershaw's going to retire after this year.
You don't think so? Well, no, I don't think so either.
Because when he's healthy,
he's like 35-ish, 36.
He's got 2-3 years left in the tank. Because when he's healthy, he's still really good.
I mean, he now is going to look at that team and be like, dang, we're going to have a chance
win at least two more rings. Yeah, he's 36.
I feel like he's got the stuff to pitch till he's 40.
I mean, just look at them. You have Yamamoto, who's only 25.
Yeah.
You have Bobby Miller
is stupid good.
Who's he's like very 23. Good. And he's very young. You have Glasnow, who's one of the best pitchers in baseball when he's healthy. Mm-hmm. You have Emmett Sheehan still down there. Well, he's Bueller's injured right walk. Now.
I think he's a free agent.
Yeah, Bueller's going to leave.
Just simply because of the numbers.
But that's fine.
May will be.
Cardinals, walk. Please. Yeah, Walker Bueller, please.
Fit good here.
Yeah, he would. I would love it. John Mozeliak's last year next year. We have to load up.
Yeah. Gotta go out with a bang. Yeah, that won't happen.
Yeah.
John Mozeliak's going to go out with a bang. He's going to dig up Bob Gibson and have him pitch a game or two.
Dig up Bob Gibson.
Well, they already did. It's Kyle Gibson. Yeah.
Doesn't he wear the same number, too?
No.
No, they retired. Bob wore 20.
Oh.
No. Bob wore 45.
Who wore 20?
Whitey. Who did wear 20?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
You're right. Bob did wear 45.
Lou Brock.
That's right.
Lou Brock wore 20. Whitey wore 24.
They're on the wall out there. You think I know that?
I had that wall memorized by the time I had the numbers and the names to go with that wall memorized by the time I was like 12.
I should bet. I'm disappointed there.
Did Lance Lynn get his old number back?
31,
31.
They gave Carpenter 30 or 13 was Buddy Kennedy, and then they gave it to Carpenter, and then they DFA'd Buddy Kennedy.
As they should, because Lance Lynn's going to be a Cardinal Hall of Famer, and Matt Carpenter's going to be a Cardinal Hall of Famer. So
we have a lot of Cardinal Hall of Famers coming.
So Chip Carey, is it true that this Wednesday when Lance Lynn starts, he'll be the all-time starting games pitcher, whatever, at Busch Stadium 3? I don't know, because Chip Carey said something about him tying Kyle Loesch for the most home starts at Busch Stadium Wayne 3.
Wainwright was injured towards the end of his.
That's true.
But Lynn was only here
because he missed a lot of games in 2015.
But Lynn has
he missed quite a few in like 17 and 18.
Lance Lynn was only here for 6 years. How could he be the all time? He said he tied Kyle Loesch on home opening day for the most.
I don't know.
Was that home opening day starts or like
it was just Busch Stadium 3 starts
as a home pitcher or just in general? Because he hasn't pitched on the mound in Busch Stadium since he's been back.
I know it was. He said Busch Stadium 3, like
I don't
home.
Know. I figure Wainwright would have had him.
Yeah, also too. Unless Wainwright just pitched on the road so much, but I don't know.
Yeah, but like he missed a lot of time in 2015. Didn't he miss a lot in 16 too? No. No.
It was like 18 he missed some time.
I think 17 he missed some time. Dang.
I mean, it could have been a very easy
misspeak by
Chip Carey.
A rare misspeak by Chip Carey. I like him.
I like Chip, too.
I like
him. No, but I think...
Chip, if you're listening to this, offer me a job as your color guy. I'll take it.
Lynn is like... Lynn's
love you, Brad.
Right outside the top five in all-time Cardinal strikeouts.
This was 2023. It says Wainwright chased to become king of Busch Stadium 3. Hold on.
Stat looking up here.
That's war. Never mind.
Hey, don't say that war too loud.
Yeah, no. So Lynn, he's not top five, but Lynn has 931.
Strikeouts?
As a Cardinal.
Holy crap.
He does have a lot of strikeouts.
If he gets 70 strikeouts this year, he'll be sixth.
Which he will. He'll get 70 strikeouts. He gets what? He's getting five a game? Well,
How many does he have right now?
He started the season with 930. Or I don't know if this is updated or not.
I just pulled up a baseball reference.
This says 931. I don't know if that's preseason or counting what he's done this year.
As of right now, he has, god dang it, let me find the stat. He has 12 strikeouts right now.
What's his?
For his career, with the Cardinals. For the Cardinals. 931.
Okay, so this is accurate.
That's
okay.
Crazy. That's so, he was only here for 6 years.
Yeah.
70 strikeouts, which he'll get easily. He'll be sixth all time. He'll be behind Gibson, Wainwright, Dean, Carpenter.
Is there any chance he gets higher than that?
Those are some good names to be behind.
If he if they signed him with an option, right?
Yeah.
If he pitches here next year, he'll be third. I genuinely believe he'll pass Carpenter and Forsh because he's only.
It'll just be Wainwright. It'll be Wainwright and Gibson that are ahead of him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like 200 away.
He could do that this year. 200 strikeouts. Hey, he pitches six innings every game.
That's true.
That's fair.
And he does.
There's a guy on this list named Vinegar Bend Mazel. That's
surprised you don't have his jersey.
You're right.
Since you guys since you guys can't see exactly what Josh has on, he has a Ronghauer Velo jersey.
We're talking about
2018 spring training.
Do you remember the call that Dan McLaughlin made when Ronghauer Velo hit that home run in Colorado?
I don't remember it.
It was
but
awful.
I know I've seen it.
It was we were talking about it. He played it. He's like, I'm gonna wear the jersey on Monday.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna wear on Monday. I'm like, here I am.
What a call, dude.
Because I saw you in class and I said, 81. I'm like, the only guy I could think of that wore 81 was Oscar Tavares whenever he was in the minor league.
Yeah,
he has minor league guy. And then I was like curious because I got done with my story. I turn around and I go, of course it's a Ronghauer Velo. I'm not surprised with.
Not at all. You shouldn't be.
I used to be surprised with the names that you would just pull out of your ass randomly, but
now it's normal.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad I've made my impact. So we talked about pitcher injuries. I think that's been a big thing. Strider's down, Bieber's down.
Alcantara, Yuri Perez, Justin Verlander's still hurt, DeGrom's hurt.
There's a whole to-do about that, about why. And they're blaming it on the pitch clock. I think
there's a combination.
Yeah, I think there's a lot that goes into that.
Because one, I hate the pitch clock.
I do too.
So if that gets rid of the pitch clock, I wouldn't.
Dude, I don't know if I could watch baseball again.
I hate it when I'm at the game, but on TV, it's great.
I had a friend who told me the exact same thing the other day.
Like, I when I'm there.
He said he likes it on TV, but whenever he's at the game, he hates it.
When I'm there, I want it to go slow. But when I'm on TV, I'd prefer not to watch Giovanni Gallegos take 25 minutes to pitch 15 times.
See, like, this is a debate I've got into with quite a few people, actually, like, about the pitch clock. And for me, like, I see both, weirdly enough, I see both sides of the argument, but my three biggest reasons for not liking it is that it takes away mind games, which has been the biggest thing about baseball, and it also takes away what makes baseball so great.
No clock.
For many years, is like, the fact that there is no clock that'll bail you out.
I think the idea is good, but the fact that they keep speeding it up is bad. Like, last year was good. It was, 20 seconds, right?
It was, it's different with people on base.
Yeah, like, they cut it down this year.
I thought it was 15 regular, 20, or 20 with
someone on base. Yeah, now isn't it like,
was that last year?
Yeah.
Isn't it like 12 with nobody on base? And 18 like 15, with 18?
I don't know why we need to speed it up. There's no need.
Like, dude, I was looking at my phone yesterday, and I missed, like, two pitches, and I was like, my God.
There's no need to speed it up. I feel like 25 with people on base, 20 without, that's fair. That keeps the game going, but it's not, like,
it's ridiculous. Quick. I mean, it's so fast now.
Yeah, I don't know. Because if I'm going to go, I don't want to spend 2 hours there and be like, oh, okay. Like, I want 3.5-hour ball game when I'm there because I paid to go.
Yeah. But I think a big reason for that, too, I think it's a combination of their having to be sped up. But I also think it's because, you know, the names you mentioned, Strider, Verlander.
They're overworked.
Those guys, those guys throw 96 consistently.
We were talking
Strider,
about that.
Well, Strider throws in the hundreds consistently.
Yeah.
And I think every time he has to, like, rear back and throw, that takes a lot out of you.
I don't remember what I was watching. I think it might have been one of the broadcasts. They're talking about how it might have been, I think, the ESPN game last night. Like, even, like, on the days off, pitchers are still throwing every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's got to go into it. I saw a thread on Twitter about how. Are you guys familiar with Driveline?
Yeah.
A little bit. Isn't that the Bowers company?
Yeah. Or he's associated with it. Like, how what they teach is not. Like, it's different than the olden times when the injuries were less common, and they think that could go into it. I think it's a combination of a lot. I think there's a lot that goes into it, but it needs to be. There's nothing you can really do to be like, oh, stop that. But, like.
Right.
I don't know. It's concerning.
Because the pitching coach I had when I was in high school. He pitched in college, and he said, like, he topped out at, like, 75 at the D3 level. But he said he was so effective because his pitches had movement and stuff, and he said, like, He would always tell us whenever we'd be throwing our bullpens, he's like, look, it's great if you can throw 90, 95. But if you have no idea where it's going, you're useless as a pitcher. He's like, I would rather you be good with your control than good with your velocity.
Yeah. And I think because at that point, you're just throwing, not pitching. Right.
And I think like that's kind of, granted, and I love how guys can throw in the hundreds. I think it is so impressive how far we've come with technology and like how you can train yourself to do that. But at the same time, like you said, if you're going to get injured by constantly trying to throw that way and you're trying not to like locate your pitches, I mean,
yeah,
because arguably the greatest pitcher of all time topped out at 91, Gibson. Greg Maddux.
Oh, yeah, he's a soft tosser.
Yeah.
No, but like you think of all the hard throwers in baseball right now, I can think of two on the top of my head that have never gotten hurt. Like they're always hurt and they're both relievers. Mm-hmm. Chapman and Hader, I think, are the only two that consistently sit around 100 that have not had any, I don't think, Hader, unless it was before the mine. I know Chapman hasn't missed time.
I know. No. Didn't Hader get in? No, I'm thinking of Devin Williams. I was thinking of Devin Williams.
Did something, but that was his.
Yeah, didn't
that was didn't Chapman punch get, a wall whenever he was celebrating the 21 division win?
He did.
Devin Hader? Okay, I thought so.
No, but it's like you, all the starters that throw hard. Hicks is a starter now. He's apparently really good. He's
Hicks has done really good this year.
That Strider sucks, though. That I think he was. I mean, he's destined to have a
pretty good season. Dude, the Braves might go down if Strider's out for the year.
Yeah,
it just is.
Lost.
And then Chris Sale is going to get hurt.
Yeah, it's inevitable.
Because that's the big thing. Like, the reason why a lot of people, myself included, were so high on the Braves was because
Strider,
yeah.
No, but I think the Guardians missing Bieber, that's a big one,
too. And he's done with them. That's it. Because he's a free agent after this year.
Yeah, and we know the Guardians, don't sign free agents.
They don't do anything.
No, they don't. So
they're worse than the Cardinals.
They gave Jose Ramirez that extension and that's it.
Yeah.
They don't spend. Yeah. I have friends that are Guardians fans. I feel bad for them. They don't do anything. Like they have potential. They had a good pitching staff. They still have a good pitching staff. And then they have like Estevan Florio as their starting center fielder and fucking, it's, I don't know. It's just not great.
I can name three offensive players on that team. Stephen Kwan, Jose Ramirez, and Josh Naylor.
It's fair.
What's the other Naylor?
Bo
Naylor.
Actually, there's a third one in the A's system.
Wait, Bo Naylor? Okay, I didn't know Bo Naylor was on the Indians.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're brothers.
I knew they were brothers. I just didn't know that they were on the same
team.
He's
a catcher.
Yeah. I knew he was a catcher, too. Yeah.
Decent, I think.
He is, but they didn't even start him. They start Austin Hedges over Bo Naylor.
They like his leadership.
Why?
Well, because Austin Hedges couldn't. I could hit a baseball better than Austin Hedges
can. Most people could.
Yeah.
No, they've got a lot of young.
Stephen Kwan leads the league in hits. It's Stephen Kwan. It's his third year in the league now because last year he sucked. His rookie year he was good.
Wasn't he like a runner-up for rookie of the year?
He was.
Yeah.
No, he was behind J-Rod and Adley.
Which I mean, of course.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's nothing wrong with being behind those two.
Stephen Kwan, wasn't it like 40 games before he swung and missed or some crazy shit
I don't think it was 40 games. I think he like saw like 140 pitches before he swung and missed one or some shit, which is crazy.
Yeah, I don't even know how you could do that. Freddie Freeman does that too. He does not swing and miss a lot.
Yeah, it's impressive.
He said he wanted a less than, less than 100 strikeouts this year, Freddie Freeman.
The guards have...
playing on that team and the way he takes his at-bats, he just might do it.
Yep.
They build their... The Guardians build their offense like the Royals did when they won the World Series. Like, they have no power.
Shout out to the Royals. It's
all, like, contact first, glove first, guys, which is great, but, like, I mean, it doesn't work.
If you look at the ballpark that the Guardians play in, though, that's not a hitter-friendly park.
No, like, I get it for Kansas City because I feel like it fits the ballpark good, but I don't know if it fits.
Speaking of that, I want to talk about something about Kansas City.
Sure.
The, what's it called? The city that they were going to move into, like, they didn't sign their bill.
Owner or the owner's wife or something said that like we're never going to work with the county they're in now. It's like Jackson.
So that's they apparently, insane. According to my friend that's a Royals fan, they might actually be moving to Kansas.
I feel like that's probably what they want to do.
Which he would hate that, but they move into Kansas City, Kansas, and that's fine.
Well, have you guys been there? Kansas City, Kansas is much nicer than Kansas City, Missouri.
I've been to Kansas City, Missouri. I've never been to Kansas City, Kansas.
I don't think I've been to Kansas City, Missouri or Kansas City, Kansas. I don't even think I've been to Kansas.
Yeah, missing a lot.
Well, you're not missing a lot.
I figured I'm not. Yeah. You know, I mean,
the barbecue, the museum's cool. I mean, Coffin's beautiful.
I want to go to the Negro Leagues Museum.
It's me too. I want to go so bad.
It's so cool.
Looks super cool to go.
It's like I'm a big fan of like historical baseball.
Although I don't think a lot of the stuff actually happened.
Yeah, we talk about this nightly playing co-op when we have to face these players. Like,
Josh
there's
Gibson
no way
600 foot home runs,
105 in 1930.
And they were all two way players. It was a league of Otanis, apparently. I don't know. Like, maybe, but...
still impressive.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Maybe not that. I don't know. It's hard to say, because there's no...
Isn't Jackie Robinson Day soon?
15th. So yeah. I think that's, like, next Monday.
We should get a Larry Doby Day.
Yeah,
we should have a Larry Doby.
I'm surprised the Guardians don't do more for him.
Yeah, because he was the first AL Black player, right?
And it wasn't too long after Jackie.
So yeah, it was like a year or two or something.
Maybe if that.
Yeah,
I was actually thinking of this the other day because I was watching something related to Jackie Robinson on YouTube. I don't know why I had it on for background noise, but do you think that we should have a? Because like you talk about Larry Doby, you know Hank Aaron's up there in terms of like some of the best. African-American players to like impact not just baseball but the world. Do you think like those two should have their numbers universally retired as well? Do you think that should just strictly be reserved for Jackie?
Not Larry Doby. I think he should be honored more, but I don't know if he should retire his number.
Okay.
I think there's another player that needs his number retired that's not Hank Aaron. It's Roberto Clemente should have. 21 should be retired.
I agree.
I think I'm slow, but I like just learned the other day that the Pirates' wall is 21 feet for Roberto Clemente.
Yeah, I did not know that, actually.
Yeah. There's a couple ballparks that do that. Texas has their new ballparks, a bunch of honor, like their distances honor.
Like that's why they have crazy distances?
Yes, 310 down the line for Michael Young, 334 and left for Beltre or some shit like that.
Huh. But interesting.
That's common.
Why doesn't Bush do anything like that?
Because we're boring. But no, I...
Okay, hey, Chris Bryant.
Hey, damn it, I was going to say that.
Clemente should have his number
Breaking
retired.
News, we have Chris Bryant in studio with us. This guy is just Clem.
I hit 110 on the Rockies. No, but Clemente for sure. I think you can make the case for retiring 44 for Hank Aaron.
Okay.
Because like...
Yeah.
I mean, he's...
Because like for me, whenever raised. I see the number 44 on a baseball player, that's the guy I automatically think of.
I mean, he's... the greatest natural hitter of all time.
I agree.
Like Bonds, yes, I'm a believer in Barry Bonds, but he still had steroids sometime in his career.
The reason like I think Aaron is better than Bonds is because you'll never be able to convince me that Bonds would have came close.
I think he hits 500.
Oh,
but
for
I'm
sure.
Not seven. I think he's a Hall of Famer because of his numbers before he took steroids, but I think the record itself should be, I don't think it should be stripped because he still did it, but it should be noted that there were steroids.
That's my exact belief on that, too. I'm right there with you. I think he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, easily.
But there needs to be asterisks. Jesus, I can't talk today. Next to the years that he did steroids.
Which I think is only like the last five.
Oh,
but those last five is when he hit 74.
Retirement year, I think, were the years that he did
steroids. Which was only like 06, so like five,
I thought
6
it was 08.
Years. Was it?
Was it
08? Wow.
Hang on.
It was one of those years, but those last couple.
This is why I always have my laptop pulled up because I have Baseball Reference because I know we're going to talk about
such a great website
randomness. Oh yeah, I love it. Barry Bonds,
I think 06, 07 maybe.
Jesus Christ, he made his debut in 1986. 07.
Okay, so I mean, he's 5 years of steroids, and those years he hit 70 obviously helped out a lot.
From 2001. To 07, so that's a 5-year period, 6-year period.
Yeah, I still think he's a Hall of Famer before that because he had good numbers.
Before that, he never hit 50 in a season. Before he hit 73, he never hit 50.
Yeah, but he played
the
so
The closest
long.
He came was 49. I guess that's decently close. But yeah, so speaking of records and stuff, let's go a little rapid fire here. Okay. I've been thinking about this a while back. I'm going to rattle off some records. Some of them are all-time. Some of them are single season. And let's debate whether we think these records will be broken, starting off with Mr. Bonds himself with 73 home runs in a season. Do we think that's going to get broken?
Yes. I don't know if it's anybody in the league right now.
I was going to say, yeah, but it's probably going to be a while.
Yeah. I think the way that home runs are like increased every year, someone's going to do it. I don't know if there's anybody in active right now that will, but
it's tough for me because I want to see it get broken, but I'm not sure if it will. I mean, like, think about it. Judge hit 62 2 years ago, and everyone made a big deal about it.
Judge would be the one to do it, but I don't know. When he's good, he's not. It's like whenever he's rolling good, he doesn't stay healthy.
Yeah.
So I think all the candidates in Major League Baseball right now to hit that many home runs are always injured.
Yeah.
Like, Stanton could have done it. Then Stanton started getting injured. By the way, Stanton is back. I'm not convinced otherwise. He had a tank the other day. It was a grand slam. Mm-hmm. Great. Love Stanton. Sorry. O'Neill Cruz, maybe?
Interesting.
He's kind of overlooked. I feel like he could pop.
Interesting.
I think he could pop 60 if he's healthy. Not now. It'd be progress because he's only, 23?
Yeah. O'Neill Cruz is 100% better than Ellie, though.
Oh, I think he's 24.
Ellie sucks.
He's so young. I mean, you wait till he's 27, ages a little bit. He might be able to get some time in the majors.
O'Neill Cruz is... Oh, I was wrong, 22.
Oh, he's only 22?
Wait. No, that's whenever he made his debut. I'm an idiot.
24, probably.
It's 25.
Okay. 25. Still. Okay,
25 years, 187 days.
He's talented. God, he's better than Ellie.
So specific.
Well, yeah, Ellie. Also, I did jinx it yesterday. The Cardinals had two errors yesterday. But anyway. Yeah.
Shit.
Ellie has four errors on the year already at shortstop for the Reds.
Wow.
He sucks. He can't field. I don't know.
He's a DH.
The
fact that so many people, especially like last year, thought that he was better than Walker, like, made me so mad.
Well, it's just because he's more exciting. He's fast. He's tall. He's a switch hitter. He's all this stuff.
I'm not going to take away numbers in the minors because I think they're impressive. Mm-hmm. But like,
shout out Luke and Baker.
Triple A in general, especially, I mean, both Triple A leagues, but especially the Pacific Coast League out west, it's like a launch pad. Like, it's pretty standard to hit 25 home runs no matter who you are. Like, their pitchers have like an average ERA of like six. Yeah, offensive numbers are going to be crazy inflated. I don't think people realize that. Like, you look at, I mean, I any Dodger minor leaguer, they all hit 25 home runs. Doesn't mean they're going to come up and hit 10.
Yeah.
I think it's just people don't think about that. But I think Ellie's probably a little bit of a beneficiary of that. I don't think he was terrible, but he's not as good as his minor league numbers indicate.
Yeah, I think if he has the potential.
Oh, yeah.
The potential's there, but like if he, I don't know if he's going to put it all together like you guys said.
I mean, I think he'll be decent. I don't think he's going to be like perennial MVP all-star like people talk him up to be.
I mean, they said the same thing about Paul DeYoung, to be fair.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's some people like, bust.
That now.
Yeah. Now, if we ever want to talk about, do I think anyone's ever going to beat the home run record? No.
All time?
No.
Yeah, I think
762? No.
Nobody will ever beat that. Nobody will ever get 700 again. That's why I think Albert Pujols hitting 700, that's why I think he did steroids the second half of the season, to get him to 700 home runs.
Oh, you think he did?
I mean, like, I don't know. Like,
Do you think he took him in the beginning?
No.
Okay.
I
don't think it was steroids.
I like to play devil's advocate and say that he took steroids. I really don't think he did. I think it was just like some Albert Pujols legitimately turning back the clock and being like, I can still.
I think it was some of that, but I think he had juice balls.
Yeah.
Remember the whole juice balls thing from like 2019. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean,
it seemed like at one point every ball he hit was a home run.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're 42 to 45 years old.
Even before that, like, he was putting together good at bats. He just wasn't getting consistent at bats to stay in a rhythm.
I think some of it was that he just rechanneled himself being back, but I think
that's what it was.
I don't think it's steroids, though.
I think that's what it was, too, because like he spoke about it after the home run derby. So like the home run derby helped him find
his shoes. Usually the other way around. Usually it breaks swings, which is interesting.
It also, I think if the Angels didn't overuse him in the 2010s, he would have been the all-time home run leader. He would have hit 800,
you are
probably.
Correct.
Yeah.
I 100% agree.
If the Angels let him DH and not play him at first every day when he was 36, 37 years old.
If he stays in the Cardinals, he has 800 home runs.
I agree. And he would have been, his number would have gotten retired universally also, which it never will, I don't think.
No, but it'll be retired in St. Louis in 2 years. It's when they are inducted in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, 3 years
after.
He should
be unanimous.
It sucks that.
For the Cardinals Hall of Fame? Or
no, for the.
Oh, for baseball. He will be. I don't think there's anybody that'll vote.
I think he should be.
Did we talk about this already? Do you think Yachty's going to get in first ballot?
I give him a third. He'll be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I don't think he gets in first ballot.
I don't think he'll get in first ballot either, but I think he will. Here's what makes me sad. I can see him getting in on his second or third time on the ballot, but I can also see him getting the 5% that can kick him off the ballot, which is very sad to think about.
Yeah.
I think he's got enough people like in the big media that vote that back him that I think he'll make it eventually. I don't think he'll fall off, but I don't think it'll be
first. All he's
got
to do is make it past the first one and he'll be okay.
I think the biggest thing that I saw was like somebody said if Ozzie Smith got in strictly because of his defense, why can't Yachty?
Because Yachty was a way better hitter too. I mean, Yachty wasn't great, but no, I mean, he was serviceable
like career 270.
I think his OPS plus for his career is right around 100. So he's a league average hitter.
Hang on. 96 is his career.
So OPS right plus. About, which is good for a catcher.
Yeah. Great for a catcher. Career 277 hitter.
That's not bad.
No.
And then you have elite defense.
You have 2,000 hits, right? No?
2,168. He's like one of three catchers with 2,000 hits and 10 gold gloves.
It's just because he's not the new version of catchers. They all hit home runs now. And Yachty was not a home run guy.
And you have all the like unmeasurables.
Yeah, he won a gold glove every year from 2008 until 2015.
15.
Is that the year Tucker Barnhart stole it from him?
One of those years, quote unquote stole.
He won it in 18 though.
So, I don't know. I have the hot take. People think that there was always an argument like Posey versus Molina. Posey was a better – he just didn't play long. I think he was a better
– Posey did not play long at all.
He's not going to be a Hall of Famer because he didn't play long.
No. Also, no. This is off topic, but Jim Edmonds yesterday said –
oh, boy. You could go on a long
he said – they were talking about gold gloves, and he said, I can't believe Nolan Arenado didn't win a gold glove last year. That's crazy. And I'm like, you must have not looked at his stats because he was not that great.
My only thing I'll take away from the opening series with Edmonds is the conversation on Saturday when Brian Hoying was on the mound.
Oh, my God.
And they were talking about gardening, and fucking Chip was like, Jim, do you garden? He's like, I use a rake because I can't use a hoe, or I can't find my way around a hoe. Yeah,
they kept calling him Brian Hoying, and his name is Hoying, and they... And he went on and on about a hoe, and then they were like, oh, I have lettuce and tomatoes in my garden, but that's my wife's job or whatever.
Yeah, I use the rake because I can't use the hoe. Like, okay, buddy, says the one with four different wives and seven kids. Like, I think you're being generous
with the number of wives he's had.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
He said that you sent us.
Oh, yeah, about Landon.
Yeah.
Which, with Mike Shannon, that's outrageous.
That's crazy. Yeah. I've talked to Landon before, and it's like, cool, he doesn't talk to me anymore, but... it's just like, yeah, no, if you're honoring Mike Shannon, who's a legend here, mm-hmm. Who gives a fuck about Landon. Where your kid goes to school?
Yeah.
So, yeah, are we surprised he goes to CBC? Like, no. Come on. Rich like, kid, fucking,
I don't know anything about he's so schools rich. Around this area.
It's not even funny.
It's like the rich kid school. No. Rich kid athletic school.
I remember when Jim Edmonds got in trouble because he didn't have a fence around his pool or whatever.
Are you serious? That was a huge to-do.
Yeah.
Like, he brought it up on the broadcast a couple times, too.
Yeah. And where he lives, you have to have a fence if you have a pool. And he didn't have a fence around his pool. And he was, like, yelling at the city about it. And I'm like, you have to do what they say. Like,
yeah. I remember he last year he was talking about how he's, like, the neighborhood watch shit. And he had to, like, help a girl out or something. Remember that?
Yeah.
He talks about so much shit that has nothing to do with the baseball game.
When he does talk about interesting baseball stuff... He's a great broadcaster.
Yeah, it's just when he doesn't.
But like that's like 1% of the time he tells you a good story.
Yeah,
like I remember this would have been at 21 when Tyler Neal's coming back from his like rehab stint.
Yeah.
One of his several. And
yeah.
And like, no, he was talking about how like, which this was something I didn't know until he told me about it. He's like, yeah, when you go, like when someone like an O'Neal or like if Edmonds would have had to go down for rehab stints in the minors is like, it's expected for them
post-game
to pay for the meals. And yep. I'm just like, oh, wow. But he's like, yeah, depending on the level, he's like, if you're in single A, yeah, they'll be happy if you buy them a pizza.
Some of the...
He's like, double and triple A, is like, they're expecting you to fork over a couple dollars.
Some of the higher-paid veterans do way more than food. I've heard stories about, like, headphones, and, like, they buy, like, technology for the clubhouse down there.
Adam Wainwright, I bought Ryan Sheriff a car.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I played Fortnite with Ryan Sheriff.
That's awesome. Yeah, didn't he just retire not that long ago?
He decided he wasn't done yet.
Oh.
Was fun.
Yeah, Adam Wainwright bought Ryan Sheriff a car, and then Ryan Sheriff fucked right off to a different team.
DFA'd him. Yeah, he was good, and then he blew his arm out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun pitcher.
Yeah.
Great,
yeah.
Ryan Sheriff.
We should listen to Adam Wainwright's album on the podcast.
Hey Y'all or whatever.
Hey Y'all,
He's performing at the Springfield Cardinals Stadium today for the fucking Eclipse.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know if he's good.
I've heard one of his songs.
They played one last year out to the on the broadcast after the concert, mm-hmm. and then they cut off. And I was like, I'd rather watch this than listen. That, to
yeah, I mean, it's like country is not everybody's thing, and he's not bad. They were playing all of his music in between innings yesterday, so they're probably going to be doing it again today.
I mean, it's Adam Wainwright.
But yeah,
I'm disappointed he's not in our broadcast booth.
Yeah, I definitely thought Bally was going to hire him.
Kick Jim Edmonds to the curb.
That's what I thought.
But I think he got so much bigger.
I mean, I think over Jim Edmonds' job if we
anybody.
Really
Jim Edmonds has a lot of hate. That's why Brad Thompson's doing 100 games and Jim Edmonds
I like
is only
Brad.
Doing
I'm
Brad
okay
Thompson
Brad
is
doing.
Like
so much better.
Even whenever it was my favorite was always growing up. My favorite was always Dan and Ricky, but Dan and Brad was always a close second.
And honestly, Chip and Brad, they picked right up.
Like, Chip and Brad's chemistry is
Because Brad can
so
just
freaking good,
and, bro. And then when Chip Carey's voice was dead, and you had Brad Thompson and Jim Hayes doing play by play.
Oh my god, awesome. Brad, that was fantastic. Brad and Jim, love that. Dude, we were watching the game the other night.
I watched that game muted sadly.
The Wednesday game where it was your birthday, and they were talking about Xander Bogaerts being from Aruba. And he's like, the Netherlands have the A island, the B island, and the C island. And Chip is like, A is Aruba, and C is carousel. Does anybody know what B is? And Brad's like, oh, I don't know. And Jim Hayes says, Long Island? Like, what?
So stupid.
Fucking longest silence after before somebody.
They all muted their mics, just dying laughing, probably.
Fucking Long Island.
Can you blame them? Holy
no.
Crap.
Yeah, no, Jim Hayes. No,
Brad said like Bermuda or something, yeah. Which makes sense. And it's like, what?
Long Island?
Love that. I think three-person booze are really good.
They are. Yeah, well, especially you can have Chip and Brad.
I was watching Jim the ESPN game last night, Rangers.
Yeah, and I did too. It was Astros. Great.
That three-person booth was pretty
fantastic.
Good.
If they do it right, you can. And I understand they want to have
it. It was a good ESPN booth.
A-Rod's gone.
It wasn't the best.
Was it the normal ones? Was it Eduardo Perez? Yeah. And
yep.
Yeah. What's his name? I can't ever remember
Dan Ravitch or
Carl Ravitch. Yeah.
No, but like,
Remember ESPN with Matt Vasgersian, A-Rod, and Jessica Mendoza.
So they have the greatest play-by-play you can find.
Dude, I love
Matt Vasgersian. Numbnuts and dumbass.
Matt Vasgersian is like the
fantastic.
Matt Vasgersian is.
People always make fun of him with how much emotion he would show, but I
that makes it so great. When you think of, as much as I hate the Cubs. That Javi Baez home run that he
whole
has,
series that he called was fantastic.
So good.
He was so freaking iconic.
And then he got fired by the Angels.
Does he still do games every once in a while, I think?
I don't know, but I know there was a whole thing he got fired from ESPN, not the Angels, because he didn't take the vaccine, which is why he actually.
So dumb.
Which is stupid. It's like, he's your best broadcaster, and it's just like, you're firing him over that. Well, but okay.
Fucking MLB Network fired Ken Rosenthal because he spoke out against Rob Manfred.
Yeah.
Who hasn't spoke out against Rob Manfred?
Apparently everybody at MLB Network, because if you do, you lose your job. Which is shit.
Which is crazy, because Ken Rosenthal has been there forever.
Ken Rosenthal fell off, but he's still great.
Mike Trout, of all people, spoke out against like Rob Manfred.
The guy that doesn't speak
out. The guy
out.
Who never posts anything. Who doesn't even market himself.
No. He used to want to be a weatherman.
He's still pretty good at it.
Yeah.
He does it every once in a while. No,
is
but
he actually Mike Trout?
Yeah, yeah. Crap, they'll put on the. I've seen it like.
He should come to our weather on our news show.
Yeah, come do weather for Brian. No, but
Mike Trout, if you're listening, come to Lynnwood University and do weather for LUTV.
I get what the Cardinals want to do with like having like the offensive like background with Edmonds, but you can't tell me a booth of Chip, Brad, and Adam Wainwright for 162 games a year wouldn't be fantastic.
Be awesome. Oh, God.
Like, Brad would Thompson. Be hilarious.
And you don't even got to pay Adam. Adam will
do it for free. Yeah.
Brad Thompson just like craps on himself so much in his playing career, and which I think is hilarious because like Dan would just be like, hey, you weren't that bad. He's like, yeah, I was.
He was. Do you ever hear Wainwright's impression of Yachty? Ever hear him do it?
No.
I have to find the video. It's really good.
I've heard his Pools impersonation.
I think about the same. Okay. Like, that sounds bad, but it's awesome. It's about the same. They're both really good. Wainwright's hilarious.
Yeah.
They'd be perfect.
Wainwright, yeah. Man, I don't know.
I think one of my favorite like Wainwright moments was I can't remember the year it was, but there was an extra innings game in Pittsburgh where he came in the 17th.
Yeah, and he hit the double. I remember that.
He doubled at like the 12th inning or something like that.
Yeah,
the next day he's on the postgame show the pregame show, and I think it was either Roboski or Hayes, one of the two. Was asking him about it. He's like, did you walk up to Mike and tell him you want to be in there? He's like, no, but I stood by him. I feel like you could feel my presence. Just like told a goofy story. Yeah. I'm just like, God, I love you, Wainwright. You are a national treasure.
Outsiders this, say that we're boring. Clip
whenever he said, Jack, I will punch you in the throat. When Jack, sees him in the middle of his,
I think that was the same interview
Fox.
He mocked, or he did his Yachty impression.
Separate, same TV series, like same TV broadcast, but separate games.
Was it? Okay.
The Pujols mockery. He did that one. And,
maybe it was Albert. It was one of them. They sounded
similar. He mocked Albert in St. Louis, and he threatened to punch Jack in the throat in Boston.
They're great, man. God. I don't know. We're lucky. Like, people, the outsiders, like, oh, what a boring team. We got some personalities every year.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, Burleson seems like he's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like, that mic'd up thing they had with him, he's pretty funny. Nubar is obviously, like,
Nubar's
global superstar.
I can't wait till he comes back, dude. I hope it's
Nubar
this series.
And the pepper
really
grinder.
Lance
oh
Lynn's funny.
Yeah, Lance
Did you see what he said about the Jake Berger home runs? They asked him if, like, his familiarity with Berger was
And he was like, no, the pitches were just horse shit. Well, yeah, because, I mean, it was great that Jake Berger hit a home run into Big Macklin,
yeah,
too.
Not too
like,
mad
that's
about
awesome.
That.
No, Jake he's Berger
local.
Seems like a really good dude.
Yeah, local.
And he's from St. Louis, and he had his home opener here, hit two home runs, and then, you mentioned the Burger King thing yesterday.
Yeah, he faced off John King and then Burger King.
So it said Burger King on
Love that. That was going to happen eventually. That's great. I'm glad it did.
And whenever the Reds play, the Reds have a 3-0 lead against the Pirates, and it's like C-3PO.
Or when they play the Phillies, and it's the poop scoreboard.
Yeah, the poop.
Or a couple of years ago, you guys remember Phil Koch? He's a reliever.
Yes.
He pitched for the Lorenzo Cain.
Tigers, didn't he?
is cocaine. Love that. That's so underrated what you could do with some of that stuff.
This is off topic, but there was a girl I went to school with whose last name was cocaine, and she said that her is spelled differently.
Yeah.
Cocaine is a last name.
It's spelled Cocagne. It's like C-O-C-G-A-N-E or whatever. Anyways, she said that her mom wanted to name her Alina.
That would have been awful.
Oh my god,
that was so off topic. But I thought that would make.
We've gone way off topic from your records.
So off topic.
Yeah, another one.
I got another one we can briefly talk about. Team wins in a season. The 115.
I predicted the Orioles were going to break that this year. Now, so far, they are not looking like they're going to break.
Somebody will break it.
I think so too.
It's either going to be the Dodgers or the Orioles.
It won't be destroyed. I think it maybe 120 is probably your cap.
I think so too.
Losing 40 games.
Now, will they lose in the first round like the Mariners did, though?
Well, you fucking laid into Tommy about that the other night. We're playing co-op, and my friend's diehard Dodger fan, but he's a little.
He does his complain about the Dodgers.
And I'm like, Michael Grove fucking sucks. And Lucas, like, went off the deep end. Like, you're going to win 115 games. You're going to get eliminated in the first round, like always. And you're going to fucking bitch about it and be fine with it.
Well, I'm like, dude, you complain. He complains about Michael Grove. I can't wonder if he's called Lefty Grove, like the fucking veteran, the guy that's dead. But Michael Grove, it's like, I'm glad you have Michael Grove to complain about. Fucking Matthew Liberatore coming out of our bullpen.
Like when we were like 63 wins. Like,
Ohtani sucks because he went 0-for-7 in two games. And I'm like, awesome.
Tommy's very emotional about the Dodgers. Like if they do one bad game, it's fucking over. Like it's a baseball season. You're gonna get blown out. You're gonna have 0-for-4s. Like it's fine.
Well, I wonder how he felt when the Padres beat him 15-11 or whatever it was. Yeah,
he's happy. Interesting. To have it back. But now that we're into the season, Tommy's gonna complain left and right.
Can't wait.
Where's like, Michael Bush?
Like, hey, Tommy, how you doing? Good. The Dodgers fucking suck. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's how it is. You should hear him talk about. Well, he's a Raiders fan and a Lakers fan too.
Oh my god.
Because he's from LA, but like,
yeah,
hates. The Raiders suck, but like he thinks I don't know if the Lakers are good or not, but he thinks they're bad. But yeah, that's always fun.
They're okay.
Dodgers and Cardinals series are always fun because we'll hang out at his house and fucking kill each other. The fucking wild card game. Oh my god.
I literally thought
we were gonna kill each other. But it's fine.
I literally thought I was never mind, I'm not gonna go there.
That was a fun one. I did.
That series I just stared at my TV for like five. I turned off my TV and just sat there, arms crossed.
Yeah.
For 5 minutes.
What could you do?
In a silent room.
Yeah.
Just one light on.
Chris Taylor.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
I still don't blame Schilt for that loss.
No. No, we couldn't hit.
I blame Jeff Albert for that. Yeah. Which, speaking of which, ooh. Have you seen Tyler O'Neill's stats? Yeah. Have you noticed his strikeout and walk percentage?
I have not looked at that.
Strikeout percentage, last time I checked, was like Saturday. This was like Saturday night, but he was striking out 10% of the time and walking 16.
God dang it.
Of course he is.
That has to say a lot for our hitting philosophy.
And 5 home runs, only 6 RBIs for him, but he's hitting over 300, and man.
That's like Mike Trout. He has 4 homers and 4 RBIs.
Also, well, he also plays on the Angels, so who's going to go on base in front of him?
Our former
Luis Ronjifo.
Our former guest, I was going to go into the Mike Trout discussion with him this morning, and he said no. But Mike Trout has 186 OPS plus to start the year.
Yeah.
He's a sleeper for MVP if he can stay healthy.
182%. I'm looking at it right now.
Is it 182?
It's 182
he's
now.
He's so good.
He's very good.
Like he's overrated. He's still on the top of his game.
82% better than the average hitter. That's almost.
Yeah, that's
insane. And it's just nobody talks about it because it's Mike Trout. That's normal. Like, that's just Mike Trout.
The Angels suck. Like, I just saw a tweet from fucking Talkin' Baseball they posted yesterday.
Oh, my God.
About Mike Trout hit a home run pulling the halos within 7.
Did you see who they responded to on Twitter the other day?
No.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to.
Can we guess? Is it someone we would know?
No. I sent it to Tommy. Let's see if I can find it back.
Oh.
It's, fuck.
Talkin' Baseball.
I don't like them.
I don't dislike them.
All right, I'm going to send a tweet to the group chat, and you guys...
All right, can I read it out loud?
No, you can read the tweet out loud. It has nothing to do with the tweet. The tweet's fine. It's the account they're responding to that it's very lacking of awareness.
Oh, nice.
Lacking of awareness.
Okay, here we go. Wait. Vladdy shushes.
The are you supposed? Aren't you supposed to be unbiased?
Oh my God! Who they're responding to? Oh,
Boric?
Look at the name of the
Are you fucking? Whoever runs their account?
Yeah, I was looking at the. Oh my God!
There's 191 quote tweets, and everybody's just like replying.
I like how they respond to what he says and just completely ignore what his angle is. Like, oh my God, that's actually, and the fact that Donald Trump is the thumbnail just makes it so much. I want to follow this person. I'm not gonna lie. I kind of want to follow this person.
That's insane. Oh my God.
No, I don't want
His second most recent tweet is, everyone has God-given talent. Mine just happens to be slinging this wood in my pants. This is fucking crazy.
Oh my God.
Twitter's great. You see things like that. Twitter, honestly.
I love Twitter. You either see the most pointless arguments, you actually learn something, or you'll just see a full-blown porno. There's no in between when you open up Twitter.
I don't know. If you're talking baseball, like 400,000, you're supposed to be, you're on your way to being a respected media outlet. You're not responding to that.
Yeah.
But you have to look at who you're responding
to. That's actually hilarious.
It's insane.
I'm going to save this in our chat. Oh, good. Someone already did. Thank you for saving it, Lucas. I'm going to go back to that account
many times
just to see the wild crap is being posted there.
You're talking about O'Neal's stats. I feel like you could – it's a month. It's been, a week and a half? It's too early to really look into stats, but there are some fun anomalies.
His strikeout percentage is way down just has to say a lot about our hitting philosophy, I feel like.
Do you guys know who's leading the league in batting average? That's a fun one.
AL or NL?
It's whole league.
I know who's up there.
Okay.
Salvi's up there. I know Mikel Garcia's up there too. They're both they were in the top five of the AL.
Salvi's 20th.
I was going to guess Jeff McNeil.
Jeff McNeil. No.
No.
League.
What team is it on?
The Pirates.
It's not O'Neal Cruz.
No.
Is it somebody we would know?
Yeah.
Well,
Brian
Reynolds. You would know.
He's well known.
Brian Reynolds.
Correct position.
Left field.
Outfield.
Oh, shoot. Andrew McCutchen.
It's Michael A. Taylor.
Oh, my God. That really? Is right. I saw that the other day.
429.
I forgot that he was on the Pirates.
Early. I just think it's fun to look at these early stats. Michael A. Taylor. Spencer Steer. Oh.
He's still in the league.
You didn't mute that one.
Oh, shit. He's still in the league.
Damn it.
We're
going to edit that out.
That's fine. He's not going to listen. Logan O'Hoppe's batting.
But it does make for good podcast material.
Carol Hoff's batting three. I don't know. It's fun to look at this. Ryan McMahon's on a scary run. He had a walk-off grand slam the other day.
Yeah.
Love that.
The Rockies. Shout out to the Rockies' future. Ryan McMahon and Nolan Jones.
I was going to already say Nolan Jones.
Mentioned Adolis and Tyler O'Neill leading the league in homers. There's another Cardinal, former Cardinal, that's up there as well. Ozuna.
Oh, yeah. He has four, right?
But that's fine. We don't really need him.
So many former. And Luke Weaver leads the league in wins, and he's a former Cardinal.
Wow. He's stolen bases.
Really. Do we really miss Luke Weaver, though?
No.
I was going to say.
Not at all.
I never had. No, neither do I miss Carson Kelly.
I don't. Where's he at, Tigers?
He's in Detroit now. He had a big home run the other day in extra innings, I saw.
Yeah.
Luke Weaver's dog was cute. It.
It was when they beat the Mets 5-0.
Yeah, because the Mets were unwinless. They had not won.
Unwinless. That would mean they've won every game.
Well, that's fine.
I love dogs.
I do too.
Dogs are great.
I saw one at the softball game. I saw two at the softball.
Yeah, you know they're not allowed there.
Yeah, they say before. Yeah, they say before the games.
Don't have dogs.
There's 17 of them.
Yeah, they're barking at them all the time.
This dog was this dog. It was a golden retriever. It was so fluffy.
Oh,
it was fat with fluff. It didn't look fat. It was just so fluffy. And I'm like, come close to me so I can pet you on the air. That sounds weird, actually.
But the dogs, they deserve it. They're fine.
Dogs are.
O'Neal leads the league in slugging too.
Yeah.
God.
He leads the league in a lot of things.
He's slugging.
Biggest biceps, probably. He's probably leads the league in that.
I don't know. Adolis looks pretty jacked. Have you seen Eric Thames?
He was on MLB Network
in Korea when they were in Korea. Oh my God, that guy's unhealthily jacked. I don't think you could be unhealthily jacked, but the dude was like,
I can show you a picture of a guy who might be unhealthily jacked.
I believe it. of course, Betts leads in everything.
Mookie Betts.
Strikeouts.
Who leads in strikeouts?
Same team.
Oh yeah, it's the guy we talked about already.
Muncy, Hernandez, De La Cruz.
Well, Hernandez.
Are we really shocked that Mike Muncy is leading the league in strikeouts, though?
No. Doesn't Teoscar Hernandez lead the league in RBIs, though?
Yeah, he's 14.
I mean,
right in front of Jake Burr.
When you're batting in front of Betts, Otani,
Freeman,
Muncy, Freeman. Yeah,
he's gonna get himself a big ass contract after this year just because of that.
Yeah,
do you think he's gonna stay in LA?
No, he can go. I think obviously if he wants to win, why would you leave?
Yeah,
you got the star. But I think he can get some big money going elsewhere.
That's fair.
Somebody already has three triples.
Yeah.
Alex Kirilloff. He's three.
Bro.
Good for him. I don't know.
Three triples already. That's
caught
insane.
Stealing. Oh, my God. A lot of caught stealings happening. Games played.
Bobby Witt's apparently been caught a lot, which is interesting.
He has three. He's only behind Nicky Lopez, who's been caught four times in what?
It's all them Royals. And former Royals. All they do is run.
Pitching. Luke Weaver leads the league.
I mean, to be fair, though, if you're Nicky Lopez, what are you supposed to do? If you get on base, you have to try to steal second to try to get in a scoring position for somebody.
He's not going to get on base much, though, because he sucks.
No, yeah, he does suck. But the White Sox are just awful, and now they're without Robert, however you want to say his name today.
I say Robert.
I say Robert.
I think he even said he wants...
Cuban guy's Robert.
Yeah, he's admitted that it's Robert.
He's okay with us saying Robert, though, but he's out for, they said, a while.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, okay, if he's out for a while...
Who do they have?
Like, why
Eloy,
even? Why even risk bringing
Eloy
him back?
Kind of sucks.
Eloy does suck. Moncada is not good. Nicky Lopez at first. They have Andrew Vaughn.
Lopez plays first
or second.
I was gonna say what?
I thought Andrew Vaughn played first.
Andrew Vaughn plays first, and
they've
then
got fucking Maldonado behind.
Maldonado at catcher is awful. Paul DeYoung at short.
They've got Dominic Fletcher, which is David Fletcher's brother, in right field. He's batting like 080. Yeah, there it is. A bad.
They
team.
Can't. Yeah,
Garrett Crochet's fun. He leads the league.
Garrett Crochet looks good, except. My bet didn't hit yesterday.
Yeah, I bet him on over.
Hit over
five
strikeouts.
I needed him to get seven.
They might actually be worse
than
the A's this year.
The A's had a nice win yesterday against the Tigers.
Who led the charge?
Zach Gelof, triple and a home run.
$10 says that he's either traded or sent down before the end of the month.
Depends what he wears, what kind of protest he wears.
Yeah, if he wears a wristband saying "fuck the owner," oh well, he's gonna get benched.
I'll fucking kill him. They'll shoot him in the head.
Yeah, that's what Brent Rooker did. He got benched because he wore a wristband talking about like standing with the fans or something. They're gonna do a Coliseum giveaway for their last game of the year, like a replica Coliseum giveaway.
I saw a tweet that said that people should go to the second to last game and not go to the last game, so they're left with like 40,000 fucking replica.
That's awesome. Yeah, they're going to give away a replica stadium for their last home game of ever. Why? And everybody's like, first comment I saw was, yeah, is the replica going to be empty just like their normal stadium? But yeah, they're giving it away. I don't know why, because they're playing in a minor league ballpark for the next 2 years, which, by the way, isn't fair. Awful. You know, the year that Vladdy hit 48 home runs, he was in a minor league stadium.
Did you see what the owner said about playing there?
No.
I can't wait to see Aaron Judge hit home runs in Sacramento. Like, he's your competition. That's crazy.
That's insane.
Since the A's are, like, relocating, it's kind of inevitable that... expansion teams are coming.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Where would you guys like to
see
expansion
teams? If
the A's
end up in Vegas, Nashville, and Montreal.
I think Nashville
100%.
Because Nashville would be a great
Nashville's
place.
Such a good
you got to have a team in Vegas. But if the A's, like, I don't know if they actually, is it for sure they're going to end up there?
Vegas mayor or whatever does not want them there.
Is it because of the A's or they don't want a team?
I don't know.
Because I feel like you have to have a team in Vegas.
I agree. I mean, dude, you've seen Vegas expand lately with the Vegas Golden Knights and the NHL. They're wildly successful right away. And
you've got to have a team out there.
Vegas
and
won
the
Stanley
Cup.
It's
one of the biggest like party capitals of the world.
Assuming the A's end up there, Nashville for sure.
I agree.
Nashville 100%.
I feel like Montreal is the nostalgic one to give them the Expos back. They deserve it. But I know Raleigh is actually, they're pushing really hard.
Carolina, North Carolina.
Or, interesting. Which you'd think it'd be Charlotte. But it's Raleigh. I think they deserve one, too.
I've also heard Portland and Oregon.
They don't need one.
Have you guys that's actually interesting. Like, have you guys seen the Netflix on, or the Netflix documentary on, like, that Portland team?
The Portland
like
Pickles?
Portland Mavericks.
Portland Pickles? Who is that?
The Portland Pickles. I follow them on Twitter.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
never mind.
It's got the mascot that like he'll like fucking like flash the fucking camera or some shit.
What
the like,
fuck? Yeah, I know you're talking. The Portland Pickles.
No, it's called the Portland Mavericks. It's like the documentary is called The Battered Bastards of Baseball. You guys heard of this?
Mm-mm.
No,
holy shit. Check it out. Do you guys have Netflix first?
I do.
I don't. I'm looking. I'm ashamed to tell you guys what I just Googled.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Portland Pickles mascot penis. What? You know the tweet that I'm talking about?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
He flashes.
Yeah, I'm actually, okay, I'm going to look this up on Twitter, and I hope I don't. If I regret this, I'm going to come across the table and slap you.
Yeah, here it is.
Portland.
It is a tweet that said, new phone, who dis?
Jesus Christ.
That's something.
Jesus. Oh, you were not lying. This is an actual team, the Portland Pippins.
Yeah. I don't know if they're in Portland, Maine or Portland, Oregon. It feels Oregon-ish.
But if you guys are listeners, if you're listening, you haven't watched The Battered Bastards of Baseball on Netflix, check it out. Great documentary. Very good documentary.
Sounds interesting.
It's a college team.
Really?
That's a college team?
The Portland Pickles.
Actually, that kind of checks out. They probably hired some fucking, like...
You know who Jay Kuda is on Instagram?
No.
He posted...
Oh, yeah. I follow him on Twitter.
Yeah,
he's
so
fantastic.
First inning run scored this year for the Diamondbacks, 21. And any inning for the White Sox is 16. It's crazy. Like,
White Sox are so bad.
The Diamondbacks have 21 runs in the first inning. Good. That's insane. They're very good. Suarez was a good addition. I don't know if he's even doing good, but...
So, we're talking about stats and piling on. I know me and Lucas kept track of the Norfolk Tides this weekend. Have you heard about the Orioles AAA team?
I kept up with Adley and how well he's been doing.
Oh, I'm, so you haven't heard about the AAA season team. This season?
Holy
their
shit.
Their AAA team? Dude, okay. So, before he says anything, Heston Kerstad, which I'm assuming you know who that is, top prospect for the Orioles.
Okay.
He already has 10 home runs and 24 RBIs already.
I don't think it's 10. Let me look at
it. And how many games does he play?
Let me pull it up. So.
Well, still.
He's batting. He's played 9 games, 46 plate appearances. He has 6 home runs and 25 RBIs.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
But their entire 1 through 9 has an OPS over 1,000, correct?
So let's see. Let's sort by OPS. Their worst OPS on the team is an 822.
Good God.
So they have Kerstad has an OPS of 1.547. He has 6 homers in 9 games. And then they have Peyton Burdick. He was an outfielder on the Marlins. He has an OPS of 1.417, 4 homers in 7 games. Kyle Stowers has 6 homers and an OPS of 1253 in 8 games. They have Connor Norby's an infielder. He has 4 homers in 9 games, OPS of 1205. And here's Jackson Holliday, the greatest prospect in baseball.
Yeah.
1,096, 2 homers in 9 games. Like, this whole lineup, Nick Maton, you heard Nick?
Yeah, I know Maton.
357 with an OPS of 1,070. Like, it's stupid. They are stupid.
This also, not to mention, right, so this is their wins this year. 10-6, 26-11, 9-8, 11-10, 13-1, and then they lost 6-2.
Do you see who pitched yesterday when they lost 6-2?
No.
Old friend Andrew Suarez.
You know who pitched when they beat them 13-1? Who pitched against Norfolk? Jake Woodford. And he went a third of an inning.
Third of an inning, gave up 9.
Jake Woodford is still pitching.
He's in AAA
for the White Sox.
Yeah.
Got lit up. But
yeah, the game that they scored when they won 26-11, Heston Kerstad had 10 RBIs.
That's insane. He got supercharged in the MLB The Show for a AAA game.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's not.
That is insane. Yeah.
But it's like, that's scary, right? That's their AAA team, and you already know how good the O's are in real life.
I was going to say, like, I knew the Orioles had a bright future, but holy shit.
Yeah, they're going to be good for the next 10 years or better.
Like, I love minor league baseball, so it's not weird for me to keep up with it. But, like, that is one of the most insane lineups. I know, 10 games, whatever. That is insane how good that is.
So, even to do that for a 3-game sample size is insane.
Much less 9.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. 6 homers and 25 RBIs in 9 games is not normal.
No.
Like, that, he should be in the majors. But they don't have a spot for him. Where is he going to play? They've got.
Because they're still trying to find a spot for Jackson.
Yeah, and they definitely aren't going to have a spot for an outfielder. They've got Santander. They've got Mullins. They've got Hayes. I'd trade them. Shit. Get
you
some
might
pitching.
As well. Yeah.
That is stupid good team. They're going to be scary.
Would you trade him for Crochet? Because I just thought of that. I just thought of that. Like,
whoever
he's the only
trade,
player on the White Sox that's worth a crap.
Whoever they trade, it's going to have to be for pitching.
Yeah.
The
Orioles, their pitching
enough?
Staff's one of the things that is still a question mark.
It's really not that bad.
I mean, Corbin Burns, and then
Bradish will be if he comes back. And then
he's on my fantasy team, so he better
come back. Be decent.
I mean, yeah, but it's just if they could get like a guy like Crochet, that team's winning the World Series. If they
think they've got to be one of the AL favorites. Anyways.
If they go out at the trade deadline 100%. And if they go out on the trade deadline and like pick off people from like the Rockies or the A's or the White Sox, they could win the World
Series.
Swing
a huge trade and still have a really good farm system.
Like, could you imagine if Zach Geloff is on the O's by the end of this year?
Although I'd like him to be. St. Louis, second base. I love Gorman. I love them all. No, I like Geloff a lot.
He's very good.
Yeah. I like Gorman too, but like,
He's starting to hit. He hit yesterday.
Two home runs yesterday.
Who else could we, like, where could we put Geloff? Because yeah, if we have Edmund,
even if we you Donovan take away one of Gorman or Donovan, you don't have a spot for him because we have Sejacy coming up too.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. We have a lot of position players.
Yep.
And
wish we had more pitchers.
What's that guy? I liked you him in spring training. Prieto.
Yeah, Cesar. Cesar Prieto. Really we got him in for Flaherty.
We have a Cardinal in the top five of minor league OPS leaders.
Is it Baker?
No.
Is it Gacy?
No.
Is it Fermin?
It is Jose Fermin. He's fourth.
Fermin's good.
That's not a jersey you have.
I love Jose. I met him. He's great. Love him. Connor Cable's sixth.
It's with Fermin too. It's like the same thing though. He does not have a spot on this team at all because of Donovan and.
Well, Donovan's. No, I think you take. It's not Donovan or Gorman that's taking Fermin's spot away. It's Carpenter and Crawford.
And
I'm fine with that for 1 year, but Fermin
he's ready to say something.
Fermin should be on the bench with considerable playing time off the bench next year.
Yeah.
No doubt. He's good.
The fact that we're wasting roster spots on Crawford. Hey,
Matt Carpenter can be decent.
I agree.
He can be. Crawford, on the other hand, no. I don't think Crawford, because first of all, he sucks at defense now. Don't know if anybody's figured that out, but he had a ball that was hit 64.5 miles per hour off the middle, and he couldn't get to it.
Like, there are two. Wynn would have got to it. Two plays I've seen where I've seen him have it. One of them was against the Dodgers. I'm just like, Mason Wynn would have gotten that.
Yeah.
I hate being that guy, but Mason Wynn definitely would have.
Well, it's like Crawford, yeah, sure, he's always been good at defense, but what's he, 37 now? Like, you're not going
to. Yeah, like, your range ain't what it used to be, buddy.
I mean, if you can't even get a 65 mile per hour ball up the middle. You got an issue.
Yeah.
I don't know. And, I mean, Gorman's not that good at second either, so it's like his range.
He's serviceable.
Yeah, he is.
He gets the job done.
Yeah.
I mean, second base, you don't really need a good defender there. I mean, we were spoiled with Colton Wong.
I don't think Gorman's definitely made strides. We talk about Walker's strides. Gorman looks decent.
Yeah, I mean, we were spoiled with Colton Wong for so long. True. For second base defense.
And Edmund when he was there. I don't think Gorman's bad. Did you see, speaking of... It has nothing to do with the Cardinals, but did you see the play that Gunnar Henderson made yesterday in the Pirates game?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was great, and then he threw it away.
Yeah, great, and then it wasn't. Then it was a walk-off. They blamed
Rowdy because, I don't know, I guess he didn't slide.
Always blame Rowdy.
Blame the fat guy.
Yeah, Rowdy, I've always liked Rowdy to us.
Right? Come on. I know, I saw that because, like, apparently they teach their guys not to slide in that situation and, like, be, like, a natural, like, block.
Yeah,
and everybody like, oh, Rowdy Tellez will block anyway.
I watched a video on YouTube yesterday, or a couple days ago, like just serious injuries. It was like a compilation, like an hour long, and the first one in there was that Stephen Piscotty injury.
Oh yeah,
where Peter Borges knee.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember like, watching that live, and I was too.
And that broadcast booth was Dan McLaughlin and Alvar Boesky that time, and I was like, dude, I watched that. And I'm like, I don't remember it being that bad at the time.
Oh, yeah. I do.
Dude, that's crazy. And you could see how bad that Peter Borges felt.
I saw that play and
he felt so, he was like crying. He felt so bad.
I saw that
bad.
Play and I instantly thought that he was never going to play again. That was the first thought that crossed my mind.
And I was like, dude, and then the Tejada Chase Utley slide. That's some bullshit, by the way.
I know a friend that was a big Ruben Tejada guy.
That pops up on my feed every once in a while.
I'm surprised you're not a Ruben Tejada guy.
And every time I see that fucking Chase Utley slide, it makes me mad. It's
obscure now. I figured you'd love him.
Pretty obscure. He was a fun Cardinal for like 2 weeks.
He was a Cardinal?
Yeah. And then we got rid of him quickly. Because who was our shortstop? Peralta, maybe? He was hurt and they needed a replacement.
Remember when we had Tony
Cingrani? Okay, I remember this now. Yeah, I vaguely remember this now.
2015?
Yeah. 2018?
2016? Somewhere around there.
Remember when we had Tony Cingrani, but he never pitched for us?
I do. Me and Tommy talk about that trade all the time because they got Jerko and we got the ghost of Tony Cingrani.
Yeah, because he never played.
Yeah.
I do not remember that.
But yeah, Cardinal sister. That every time I see that Chase Utley slide, it makes me angry.
You know, it was 2019 that Jerko was on the team?
I thought it was 2016.
It's crazy to me. I thought Jerko, I don't know, I think of Jerko like 15 to like 18.
I think of him from like 16 to 17.
I always made fun of Jerko. I said he looks like he just has dad power.
Yeah, he does. He was good though.
He was good for a while. But Jerko was the guy that would have 30 home run season and have 50 RBIs. Yeah. Like he would just hit 30 solo home runs and then.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
The old teams, man.
2016 team was my favorite.
Dark time in Cardinals
is. I don't know. I guess 2022 technically was my favorite, but something about the 2016 team had just all these players. I like Matt Adams was still around, and
I love Matt Adams.
I do too. Matt Bowman.
You should bring him back.
Yeah, right. He's in Mexico, I think. I know, right? Like, if I can sign him, what's the harm he could do in Triple A? Could fit right in with Luke, all our other first basemen.
I was going to say he can fit right in with
Rivas. And
I was going to say he can fit right in with Alec Burleson.
Yeah, it can't be any worse than Alec.
Hit the ball a shit ton.
Remember when we brought him back? I think it was 2018.
Yes.
He was, yeah.
Yes, because.
I remember sitting in class. I was in high school and I was like, oh my God.
Yes, because I remember Matt Carpenter posted something on Twitter. He's like, you wanted my salsa the other day, but I couldn't give it to you since you were on the opposing team. Today you're going to get a showering or something like that.
Yeah, I remember that. Because like he was my favorite player growing up. And when he came back, I was like, oh my God. Matt Adams, like
I 13-year-old me thought that he was like going to be the next best first baseman.
Yeah,
13-year-old me thought he was going to be the next Albert. I wish I could say I was lying when I say that statement.
I remember the day we traded him for the first time. I was devastated. I was like, oh my God, Matt Adams is gone. We got Juan Pez for him. Got
so slim.
He did. He still is. Yeah. He does Pilates because he married his Pilates instructor. I follow him on Instagram.
So do I.
Nolan Gorman's walk-up
song. He's like grown kids now because she's like way older than him. So it's just kind of weird, but good for Matt.
Jeff Jones tweeted and said, Nolan Gorman is walking up to Papa Roach today.
I saw that. Too. I turned off Jeff Jones's tweet notifications because he would always tweet about the
Jeff
game.
Jeff Jones is like the one guy that I feel like he shouldn't be able to cover Cardinal baseball.
Why?
Why?
He robbed a bank.
Oh. What? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he robbed the bank.
But Jeff Jones, he just posts the stupidest tweets ever. It's like, you get to cover the Cardinals for your life? That's stupid.
I think about John Denton that way. That guy.
Katie Wu is like really the only Katie Cardinals Wu. Insider I follow.
Katie Wu is
yep.
Wu.
Katie Wu is Wu.
Yeah, I agree.
Katie Wu is Wu.
Jeff Jones bank robbery. If you mention it to him on Twitter, he'll block you.
Oh.
I'm going to message him on Twitter tonight, then.
Come on the podcast and talk about bank robberies.
Yeah, it can't be any better than talk about 7 DUIs. An episode that will never be aired.
Shout out the start of You Don't Know Ball.
We're not going to mention that person's name because we don't want to give him publicity.
No.
Nope.
Hello, JPs. She's outside?
Who?
The person that doesn't leave. The house.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, roommate.
Your roommate. Okay.
She's waiting for the eclipse. It's 2 o'clock.
Oh. Yeah, I was going to say, she's going to be out there a while.
Yeah.
I got sunburned yesterday.
I got sunburned at the Lindenwood game the other day. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about? I feel like we've kind of stale.
I feel like we could do a draft if you guys want.
It's fine.
Oh, okay. We don't got to worry about trivia. But okay, what we're going to do. We're gonna have to a full starting lineup and a full starting rotation and 2 relievers.
Right. This dude wants us to draft a whole fucking league.
All right. That's do you want to do current players or all time?
Current. I want to do current just because it would be funny. And we cannot steal from each other.
Let me make my lineup.
Yeah, let me set like a natural lineup.
First.
Yeah, let me get in.
I have a note on my phone called Jeopardy.
Hang on.
Oh my God.
And the only thing on there is Parrots, Nova Scotia, and Cuomo.
Of course.
God.
Second base.
One.
Third base. Wait, I don't know why. Shortstop. Left
field. First base.
Whole rotation, you said?
Yeah.
Center field goes.
Do they have to be so for outfield? Can we move people around and DH?
Yeah. Okay. DH can be literally whatever. DH can be whoever.
So they don't have to be like primary right fielders.
No.
Okay. You're 2 relievers?
One closer and then one.
Not closer.
Okay. Yeah.
First. Are we doing a 5-man rotation?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. While you guys are filling that out, I very fortunately, you know, I'm going to save this wheel actually just with our 3 names on it so I don't have to constantly.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, how are we going to figure out who goes first? But okay.
I'm going to spin a wheel. Oh, God. I just hit the mic. I do this all the time. Good God. All right. Spin the wheel. So the first pick is going to, drum roll, please. Oh, shoot. If I could spin.
Last time it was me.
It needs to be. Spin the freaking. This wheel is not wanting to spin right now. Why are you not wanting to spin? This is a great material. Oh, Jesus Christ. I had to refresh the wheel and now. All right.
Oh, that was the right one.
I don't know. Random sound.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm just going to do our initials, Josh.
I'm going to do our initials, Josh.
I felt stupid this morning because Brooklyn asked me what my last name was. Because I know she asked you for your initials. So I'm like, does she want me to say C? So I was like, and I was like, what the fuck am I doing? My last name's Coloni, but do you want the initial? Because most people are like, is that with a C or a K? So I'm like, C. My last name is C.
C, senor.
I'm like, oh, I'm stupid.
All right. This side is so stupid sometimes. There we go. All right, I got our initials in. So the first pick will go to
Lucas, of course, like always.
It's still spinning.
Oh, that's a spinner.
Josh.
Oh, yeah.
You get the first overall pick.
Okay.
The second pick will go to.
It's fun.
God damn it, this fucking wheel.
Do they have to be healthy?
No. As long as they're current players, it could be right. Anybody.
Okay. The second overall pick is going to. Me.
Shit. Are we doing?
Yeah.
Snake.
Snake?
I figured a snake. So, okay, cool. Easiest.
I'm going to go boring. You gotta go Ronald Acuna.
Damn it.
Yeah. I mean that's
damn it.
That's,
I'm not gonna go hot take. Like Ronald Acuna's like
that's the best player.
Yeah, he's all the right. Best all around player.
It's the best player.
Also. Oh man. I'm gonna solidify my backstop early.
Smart. Wow.
And I'm gonna take Adley Rutschman.
Ooh.
I'm taking Adley Rutschman.
You're number two.
To start off number two. It might be a hot take, but
I think real baseball, like if you're putting together like actually playing, that's smart. Because you're only as good as your catcher, and he's really good.
He's really good, and I think he's my pick to win the AL MVP.
Oh, okay. I like that. That's
wow. He's off to a slow start, but yeah, I could see it.
If the Orioles do as good as we all think they will, and he has as good of a season as I think they will, I mean.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, don't worry. They've got 17 different catchers in the minors that can right. Kill the ball. So.
I'm going to go Soto.
Okay.
And then since I get to pick again.
That sucks. I was going to go Soto.
I don't know. I want to get my DH done, but.
Could put anybody there.
Yeah, you really could.
Well, I know, but. I think I'm just going to pick your Don.
That's fair.
That's smart.
Keeping a list of people that have been taken, too.
All right.
Yeah, so I probably should.
You've taken Soto and your Don.
And I have Acuna.
Oh, man.
And you've got Adley.
I'm trying to think. You know what? This guy's got. He's a five-tool player as well. I think he's going to have a bounce-back year. People have. Bashed on him a little bit because of the stuff he's done off the field, but
Anthony Rendon.
I think when healthy, God no, he's touching it with a 3-foot pole.
He just got his first hit this weekend.
I saw that. That was like the weakest first.
Did you see
what
the tweet about him and Nolan Shanwell?
No,
he was so Shanwell was drafted last year, made the majors the same year. He since Rendon had gotten his last hit, Shanwell was in college, drafted and made it to the majors and had 31 hits of his own before Rendon had one, which is fucking crazy. Anyway, sorry.
No, you're good.
I love that stat.
Fernando Tatis Jr.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah.
All
right.
Where are you putting him at?
I'm putting him in right field.
Okay.
Where are you putting your two guys at? Are they both in the outfield?
I put Soto in the outfield and Alvarez at DH.
They're about the same level of defense.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Yeah, but Soto's okay. Soto's really a little
platoon,
better.
You could really platoon those guys
yeah.
In the outfield if you wanted to.
Who are you going with?
It might be early, but I'm going to take Matt Olson.
Okay.
That's such a good one.
That's a good one, yeah. I didn't think
so. And then. I feel like you got to take a shot. Oh, shit. He's still out there. Mookie Betts.
Oh, yeah.
I put him at shortstop.
How did all three of us like forget that he exists?
I don't know. He's probably better than Acuna, but I don't know. Short sample, but
yeah.
He's really good. I'll put him at shortstop because that's.
We can. So if we take an injured guy, does like that account for anything?
No, you could take injured guys. I'm
taking my ace, and here comes Spencer Strider. Spencer Strider.
I thought about it, but I was like, I don't know.
Spencer Strider, baby.
It's crazy that we've done like six picks, eight, and half of them have been Braves.
Yeah.
That says a lot.
Yeah, that says a show whole how lot. Talented that fucking team is.
I'm going to go. Oh, yeah, I have to write. You did take bets already. Shoot.
I have Adley, El Nino, and Strider.
Okay, let me. Strider. And Tatis. Okay, I'm gonna definitely take Ohtani.
Yeah,
good one.
As a pitcher,
that's a good one.
Ohtani is a pitcher. Oh. Well, I guess no matter what, you could probably
You could still DH if you wanted to.
Could yeah. I'm just gonna take
hypothetically
him as a pitcher, and then I think honestly, There's so many good players. I think I'm going to take Judge.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
You putting him in center?
Yeah.
It's crazy to me that he does that well at his size.
Yeah.
He's 6'7", 285, and he's center fielder. That's insane. Yeah, they got Ohtani and Judge.
All right. I'm going with another power hitter. Defense might not be all there since he just moved to this position, but he provided Philly with one of the most exciting moments, one of the most memorable calls. Bryce, mother flipping Harper. That's so, my first baseman.
I have already got my first baseman. There's an open DH spot for Freddie Freeman.
Oh, damn it. Damn it. I didn't think about that.
That's really fucking bad. And I'm going to take my first pitcher. I think you guys probably know who I'm thinking. I love Pablo Lopez.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't shock me.
I love Pablo. When he was getting traded from Miami, I wanted us to be all over that guy, and we just weren't. And they didn't give up anything. Arise is great. Not that good, though.
Yeah.
We could have done that. That could have been Edmund.
I'm taking my second pitcher, Luis Castillo.
Okay.
Ooh,
okay. He's good. I like that. I've met him. Very nice guy.
Seems like a guy.
Called me Bubba. Like, I don't Bubba. Know how I feel about that.
All right, so I got my two starters. I got my right fielder, my first baseman, my catcher.
I'm going to take Glasnow.
Okay.
Damn it.
Pair Ohtani and Glasnow together.
That's pretty good. I know. One, two. Punch.
No, not Glasgow. That's a
fucking city in like Europe.
In, yeah.
In Germany, London. I think.
Man, third base, I think I'm going to go with Arenado.
Okay.
Just because you have That's to. Fair. You have to get.
I'm going to solidify one of my leadoff hitters, Corbin Carroll.
Oh, thank God you didn't take him.
I was going back and forth between Corbin Carroll and someone else, and I have a feeling you're ready to take who I'm going to take.
So
I was going back and forth.
I'm going to take Mike Trout.
Okay, never mind. That's not
Damn, who I was, I was hoping going he was going to hold till I could take him.
And then I'm going to take another pitcher. I saw enough in one outing. Bobby Miller.
Yeah,
I agree.
That's a good
He's
pick.
So good.
That's a good pick.
All right, Izzy,
I'm
going to
take
my
second leadoff hitter. I'm going to platoon these guys back and forth between who's hot and who's not and help solidify my infield, Trey Turner.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. He's my leadoff guy in Diamond Dynasty. Hell yeah. Love Trey Turner. Not that that's relevant, but.
I think everyone would love to hear about our
Diamond Dynasty team. Yeah, you should be
fantasy draft legends teams.
Tuned into my Diamond Dynasty lineup.
Yeah. I think. I don't know. Do I want to be like. This is going to be weird. I'm going to get judged for it.
Garrett Hampson.
I'm going to take Luis Arraez.
Okay.
Because
I feel like if you put him on a team like this where you kind of have unlimited talent, like he is even better.
Yeah, I feel like if you – and you can lead him off or bat him ninth or whatever. Take Arraez. And then I'm going to – You got another one to go. I'm going to take Corbin Burnes.
Whew. That's a good one.
Damn it. I was hoping he'd come back, but – Looking at this, I need a third baseman, and I need another power hitter to drive in.
Oh, fuck, I picked Arenado over him.
Austin Riley, yeah, bitches.
That's so stupid.
The first base, I don't know, how the fuck did none of us take him yet, but Austin Riley.
I'm going to stick with the theme of third baseman, but I'm going to go with a guy I think that's better than Austin Riley. I'm going to go Jose Ramirez.
That's a hot take. I can see that. That's a good debate. Jose that is a
Damn,
good
I
debate.
Really just realized that my bias overshadowed the rest of the third But it's okay.
Luis Arraez.
But hey, no, Arenado's okay.
He's not bad. Third.
I put Arraez
I still need
second.
A DH. Jesus, I need pitching.
Catcher. I think you got to have a catcher eventually. I'm going to go with Will Smith.
That's a good one.
Will Smith. I'm going to go with the only other obvious one for catcher.
Romuto.
That's not what I'm going
to do. I got Ramirez and Will Smith. You're good.
Wait, Will Smith and who?
Ramirez. Jose Ramirez.
Oh, that's right.
See, you're good.
Oh, I need another pitcher. I need another pitcher.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. I'm stupid.
To think of good pitchers I can take.
Dude, my rotation.
Oh, God. I'm an idiot. Zach Wheeler.
Oh.
Ooh, I was going to do that.
He gets so overlooked.
I probably have the best 1-2-3 in terms of my pitchers. Like, imagine having to face this in a three-game, like, the three-game wild card around Spencer Strider, Luis Castillo, and Zach Wheeler. Imagine having to face that. It's just like, good Lord.
Yeah. I'm going to go.
I need a lefty
team with William Contreras because I think he's better than I think he's better than any of the catchers.
I thought when you said that it was going to be the catcher left, you were going to say Sean Murphy.
I thought,
or JT Romuto.
Yeah, I thought
JT Romuto. Is just
he's falling off a little old bit. I would not have guessed William Contreras. That's he hit two home runs yesterday.
Yeah, and he's better than Wilson Contreras. I'll say that.
Sadly, you're right.
I have my bias. I love Wilson, but yeah, you're probably
right. You didn't love Wilson until he came here, though.
I fucking hated Wilson. No, you're right. I hated Wilson.
I feel
Wilson
like he was
Contreras.
One of those players like we all hated just because of the uniform that he wore.
I despised Wilson, but that was my favorite player. I could see why, though, he'd piss people off. He's passionate. He plays with so much energy.
And then I'm going to go... I think I'm going to take Nola.
Aaron Nola.
That's a good one.
That's a good pick.
Because you took Wheeler, which is who I wanted, but... yeah.
Oh, man. Do I want to get... Do I want to solidify my outfield? Do I want to get a DH? Or do I want to get my
I'm glad I took Alvarez right away.
Oh, man.
I just stuck Freddie Freeman out there. That's a good defending first or fucking DH. But
yeah, it is.
I think I'm going to get my closer.
No, I fucking...
Ah, damn it. I was hoping nobody would do that yet.
Johan Duran.
Fuck.
Ooh.
He's so good.
Johan Duran is my closer. I was looking. I'm like, I'd need a closer, but I also... Because like, if your bullpen ain't good, you're... Doesn't matter how good your offense is.
And I'll bite with that, and I'll go closer.
So far, I'm really happy with this team.
And I like that I'm between two. Duran's, I think
I'm between two right now, so I'm probably going to take the other one that you're not.
I'm going to take Camilo Duvall.
Oh, that's not even who I was thinking of.
You were thinking Clase and somebody.
I was thinking Bautista.
Okay, there's so many closers. Holy fuck. Can we take another closer in the relief spot, or do we have to take a reliever?
Yeah, I don't. I feel like...
Okay, I'm probably going to take two closers then.
That's fair. All right.
And then... Fuck. shit. I'm cheating. I'm looking at fucking...
I know. It's kind of hard to think of players sometimes.
Yeah, like I'm on the spot. I'm looking at fantasy.
I got a couple guys I'm thinking about for my second base spot.
Filter.
I'm going to look at my fantasy team, actually.
I need a first baseman, a shortstop, and an outfielder, and then another starting pitcher, and then both relievers.
Zach Gallen.
Fuck.
I'm taking Zach Gallen.
Oh, fuck. That would have been so good to round out my rotation.
Fuck. I didn't even think about
it. Yeah. Damn.
How many pitchers? How many more stars do you need?
I need one.
I need two.
I got my 1, 2, and 3.
All right. What's next?
But with my 1, 2, and 3, it's like I don't really need to worry about my.
I got an under the radar guy I'm going to take for my fifth starter.
Oh, man. So, I need a second baseman. I also need a center fielder.
Yeah. I need another outfielder.
Fuck. I need another outfielder, second baseman, and then three pitchers.
I'm going to take. To solidify my infield. I'm going to take Bryson Stott.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, pair him with Harper. That's cool.
He's got a vibe out there in Philly. I like him.
I'm going to do... I'm a big David Bednar fan, but I don't think I'm going to do that. With Clase still there...
I forgot you like Bednar.
I do like Bednar. That was my thing, but I'm going to do Clase and Hader. Ooh, that's my two picks.
Okay.
I'm passing on Bautista, which sucks because Felix Bautista is amazing.
Yeah, I think him being injured this year and they like wrote him off at the end of last year kind of makes people forget how good he was.
I think
he's also got the most broad shoulders I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's a huge man.
I feel bad for his mother when he popped because he definitely those shoulders had to be there when he popped out. Like those are some shoulders.
I'm gonna go Hader and Clase.
He's really good though. That's a good duo. Who the fuck is at second base?
I'm gonna take Felix Bautista to round out my bullpen.
I mean, that's the only option.
Yeah.
My pitching is good. My offense is not, but my pitching is good.
I really love my offense, and if the DH comes around that I want, comes back to me, I think
Who are we forgetting?
I ain't gonna give you any ideas.
I'm gonna take Marcus Semien for second base.
Oh. Ooh.
How did I not think of him?
Damn,
Jesus
he's
Christ.
Good.
Oh shit. I just realized. There's a guy that this was even on my radar. Fuck, never mind. You still have another pick to make.
And then outfield.
Okay, good.
Oh, Kyle Tucker.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Fuck, we're forgetting a lot of.
I could have put Kyle Tucker as my center fielder. God damn it. Well, God, I got my. This is going to be weird for my DH, but honestly, with Austin Riley, I could just slide. I can slide anybody over to the third base spot and make Austin Riley my DH, but Corey Seager.
Yeah, I knew.
I just realized that neither one of us had taken court. My original pick for DH was going to be Jorge Soler.
He hit a tank the other day in Dodger Stadium, halfway up the bleachers.
Yeah,
450?
I was
never
thinking about
that.
This. I'm like, holy crap, none of us have taken Corey Seager, so I'm going to take Corey Seager and put him on my DH, but more often than not, platoon him.
And Josh is going to love this one. I'm going to take Pete Alonso
for sure
at first.
oh shit, he was still on the board.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't going to fucking take him.
I know you wouldn't. I was just scared of him.
Fuck him.
I still need a center fielder. Holy crap.
So I'm going to take Alonzo and then. I don't know. Should I take? I'm blanking right now on people. I'm going to take Julio.
Nobody took Julio yet. God damn it. I knew I was forgetting somebody too.
A couple starters here.
Well, I just realized that this guy's still off the board. He's never healthy, but whenever he is, he's one of the best pitchers in baseball, and I'm going to have him as my number four starter, Jacob DeGrom.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's fine.
All right, so I'm going to go Tarek Skubal.
Love that. He's very good. That's a good one.
And then I'm going to take a reliever because I'm going to save something for my last pick that is so badly recency bias, but...
I swear to God, if he does what I think he's going to do. Matt Bowman.
I thought about it. Another reliever. Give me...
There's so many good ones. It's kind of hard to think about it.
Alexis Diaz.
That's a good one.
Ooh.
Who the fuck texted me? My mom.
Who the fuck?
Alexis Diaz.
Did you make your second pick? Is that your second pick?
Yeah. Okay. You're good.
I don't know. I'm going to take another Brave. Again, how he has fallen this far, I have no idea, but we have let a lot of good guys fall. Michael Harris III.
Who'd you take before that?
Took Jacob DeGrom.
Okay, I was right.
I got my last two picks here. Truly don't know who the hell my starter is going to be, but for shortstop that I have, I'm going to go Xander Bogaerts.
Okay, I like Bogaerts.
And then... why am I blanking on pitchers? I'm blanking on pitchers so bad. Starting pitchers.
I just realized I don't have any lefty pitchers.
Neither do I.
Sandy Alcantara.
Okay.
That's what, because, I mean, come on.
I don't think anybody's going to take my last pick.
I'm going to take another pitcher, my five pitcher, just because I need a lefty, and he's like the best lefty pitcher I can think of off the top of my head, Max Fried.
Okay, that's not bad.
I'm surprised you didn't pick Chris Sale.
So I'm going to go.
Freed's better, in my opinion.
This is so
your last pick, Josh.
It's recency bias, but he is probably the best pitcher in baseball this year. Ronel Blanco.
I
thought about it.
I mean, dude, he just had his innings.
He gave up his first hit of the year.
Yeah.
And he didn't give up any runs in spring training.
14 and 2/3 innings before he gave up a hit. That's crazy.
Yeah. So he's 14 innings of no hits, basically, and he didn't give up a run in spring training. I don't know. I think there's something there.
That's a good pick. That's a really good pick.
Okay, let's go through. Let's debate on who has the best team. Let's start with pitchers, just because I...
Yeah, start with Josh. Josh, you want to name off your starting rotation?
Lopez, Miller, Gallen, Skubal, Blanco.
All right. For my starting rotation, I got Strider, Castile, Wheeler, DeGrom, Fried.
I have Ohtani, Glasnow, Burns, Nola, and Alcantara. I'm biased, but I think mine's the best.
I'm thinking the same thing.
Yeah, yours is really fucking good.
I don't know. That one is pretty good.
Yeah, I think because I went pitcher heavy early. My offense is not as good.
I got Jacob DeGrom as my four starter.
True.
And then Skubal is mine. He's pretty good. I kind of went high upside, though.
And then I have Hader and Clase for my bullpen.
I've got Duvall and Diaz.
We all went closers, didn't we?
I got Duran and Bautista.
I tried to find a non-closer, but when you only have three people, it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
I could have done Edwin Diaz, but I really like Alexis. I think he might be better.
So pitchers, who do we think's got the best overall pitchers out of the...
I like yours.
The three? Yeah, I think yours.
Yeah, because I'm not going to win on the offense, I don't think. But
so, you going to do offense then?
Yeah.
Will Smith, Matt Olson, Marcus Semien, Jose Ramirez, Mookie Betts, Kyle Tucker, Mike Trout, Ronald Acuna, and then Freddie Freeman.
You win.
Yeah.
Like, there's... the.
I
mean, Adley Rutschman, Bryce Harper, Bryson Stott, Austin Riley, Trey Turner, Corbin Carroll, Michael Harris, Fernando Tatis Jr., Corey Seager.
I think there's one. I don't think he's bad, but in comparison, Bryson Stott.
I was
going
to say, I think Bryson Stott's bringing it down a little.
He's good, but
he brings us down a little bit.
Yeah,
but like
not a lot, but I think comparatively.
But I think I was building a team based off the perfect combination because Stott, Turner, Carroll, and Harris. You got speed. Tatis has speed as well. And Adley,
I think Rice, if you're and, playing
Austin
like
Riley,
games with this team, Seager, you guys with a Rise and Stott, I just went with the biggest star power available.
That's fair.
And then, I did William Contreras, which is crazy, but I think
that's
he's good.
Fair. He's
and then
not bad.
Alonzo, Arise, Bogaerts, Arenado, Soto, Judge, J-Rod, and Alvarez. I have a.
I'm still pissing myself for not taking J-Rod.
J-Rod falling to the last pick was insane. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. My offense definitely does not win against yours.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Y'all going to record for a little bit longer, or are you about done?
We're done.
I was going to piss, but if we want to, I
can. Oh, like, we can.
That's up to you guys.
We can
keep going.
We can wrap it up.
Well, how long has it been anyway?
It's an hour and 40.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah. We should probably wrap it up. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, once again, for tuning in to another episode of the Don't Know Ball podcast. Make sure to follow us at Don't Know Ball on our Instagram. We have Twitter, right?
Yep, yeah, Twitter.
Found out this morning.
TikTok, everything. We don't use it yet, but we haven't used it yet, but
we will be sure to find some way to incorporate our social medias in some way.
We're going to start posting polls.
Let's post polls.
That's what we'll do. Fuck it. Who out of the three of us who had the best overall team?
We're going to post that poll on our Instagram.
Use our underdog fantasy links.
Go ahead and also follow us on our personal social medias as well. And be sure to give us a 5-star rating wherever you're listening to your podcast from. And that'll be it for this episode of Don't Know Ball. Be sure to tune in next week on whenever we decide to record another episode. Thank you and good night.